Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day and a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 18, talking about rest, not just for me and you, but for other things in the zone. The Gemara notes now, however, that Rav Oshia said in the name of Rav Asi, which Tana maintains that the resting of utensils is a biblical precept. It is Beis Shammai and not Beis Hillel. It emerges as follows: according to Beis Shammai, whether the utensil performs an action or not, it is forbidden. While in the opinion of Beis Hillel, even if it performs an action, it is permitted. It brings to mind the idea that we have different utensils and different machines doing so much work for us nowadays, you know, the dishwasher and the stove and the like, but on Shabbos, we have to do what we can that the machines don't do work for us, or if they do, it has to be pre-programmed. It's fascinating. I just read an article in OU how they worked with GE to make these special Shabbos man, special Shabbos-approved, real Shabbos-approved appliances, especially ovens, because we don't want it to be in such a way that it'll be over any malacha, God forbid, and we want to make sure that our utensils, not just ourselves, rest in the proper way. That's why we shouldn't keep a hot plate on all Shabbos, besides the fact that it's really not safe. We shouldn't keep a cholin pot all Shabbos, even though it's really not safe. We have both of those things on a timer, and though at least it keeps it warm, it's not boiling at all Shabbos. But our utensils should be resting, and ourselves should be resting. It also brings to mind the idea that song, even if your desk is piled high with many, many papers, even if you feel like you have so much left to do, like last Shabbos felt that, when Shabbos comes, you have to feel as if all your work is done. Just as Hashem could have made everything in 1 minute, but decided to do it in 6 days, whatever the days considered are, and decided to institute rest, even though God doesn't need to rest, so too we should rest. Our utensils should rest. Our machines should rest as much as possible, even if we need our machines in order to have Onik Shabbos and to have hot food and to have warm food and warm drinks and the like. We should make it in such a way that it's on a timer, on a set basis, on a schedule, so that it's not overworked, quote-unquote, and it's not dangerous, and it's still safe, and still gives us that Onik Shabbos in the way possible. Just as the Gemara talks about the utensils and the rest, so too we should do so in our own daily lives, especially as related to Shabbos and Yom Tov coming up for Pesach. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 19 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.